Hello. We're here at the writer's room of the Lord of the Rings, and we have some ideas for a new Lord of the Rings. With lots of different characters and ideas, this is a universe where it wasn't made back in 2001 by Peter Jackson. We are now making it for the first time. Please, tell me, when did Taylor the Wise abandon?
Reason for wokeness.
Yes. What is your first idea?
We are going to make Frodo and Sam gay.
I love it. I absolutely love it. What about Gandalf?
Gay. And he's not Gandalf the White, he's Gandalf the Black.
Uh-huh. And Boromir is Boroqueer.
Okay, I think we're hand seen. I wasn't expecting three gay jokes all in a row. This is what happens when you allow Will and Taylor to open up the show. Guys,
that was great.
It was great. It was great. I love the little voices that you guys chose. Welcome to Will and Amala Live. We are going to get to a story that pertains to Lord of the Rings and what Lord of the Rings would be if it was made today. We've got some other stories on our docket. We're talking about kindergartners being indoctrinated into being social justice warriors. Novak Djokovic's dad has gone public talking about the way his son has been treated in Australia. Whoopi Goldberg, a triple vaxxed woman, has now contracted COVID. We'll talk about her response to that. Plus, the Supreme Court is now hearing cases against vaccine mandates put forth by this administration. And it is Fun Friday, so we're going to play some games with you guys at the end of today's show. Let's get into story number one. Story number one here is just highlighting the indoctrination that we talk about so often in schools. And this pertains to particularly kindergartners. For those of you familiar with kindergartners, you have four-year-olds and five-year-olds in these classes. Now, this is a video we're going to show you that focuses on small activists, big impact, cultivating anti-racists and activists in kindergarten. You know, we got to start young. As we said on the show prior, there's been charts made by leftist organizations that purport that kids as young as 6 months old can start to show racial prejudices. So we need to start them young. And if the left can start in kindergarten, that is exactly what they will do. Here's a video of them explaining how they can exploit kindergartners into becoming anti-racist.
Kindergartners, I want to say too that kindergartners are natural social justice warriors. Like I mentioned before, I see this all the time on the playground. That's unfair. And this is why it's unfair. This is the reason that it's unfair. And I think if we just build upon the mindset of a kindergartner, that it is fantastic. You can get them to do fabulous things in the social justice realm. Okay. So years ago when I started the work, I thought about how could I frame the work where I'm hitting all the core topics and domains. Like how I can't just jump in and say, okay, we're gonna do this and they have to have a foundation in which the work is built upon. So they can see, you can see also as an educator, how really there's this transformation period that happens, you know, with kindergartners and, you know, a lot of kids are, you know, in the beginning, being five and six, the mindset is a very self-centered mindset, right? Me, 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 just me thinking, right? So we have to think about how can we start with, you know, yeah, think about yourself, think about your identity, think about who you are, and then we're going to slowly move. So I read this article by Professor Bree Picower called Using Their Words, Six Elements of Social Justice.
Oof. Fantastic. I'm so glad that Miss Tracy Allen is doing this most important work with our kindergartners, teaching them how to be young activists on the playground.
Yeah, she said something very important at the beginning,
mm-hmm.
where she said kindergartners are natural social justice warriors.
Mm-hmm.
It's so unbelievable that she would even say something
yep.
like that. Kindergartners are natural whatever it is that's in front of them.
Yep.
Right? If you put dinosaurs in front of them, they're going to be natural paleontologists. It doesn't matter what you put in front of them. They're going to adapt to whatever it is you're teaching them. They're moldable. So these adults are all they're doing is taking advantage of children's innocence mm-hmm. and turning them into whatever they want them to.
Yep.
Right? So if you say children are naturally like this, well, it's like, yeah, if you put that on them, then they're going, it's probably going to seem like they are naturally like this.
Yeah, it's an exploitation of what children want to be, and children do want to be good and fair. If you teach a child the rule and say, well, you can't take some of somebody else's snack at recess, and they see another kid do that, they're going to run up to the kid and say, hey, you know, Miss Powers told me you're not allowed to do that, so don't steal a snack and give it back to him. And that's what kids do. They want to do the right thing. They want to be good. But if you use that as a translation to promote your own social justice agenda, to promote your own ideas of what it means to have an identity linked to race and gender, and then just project that onto little children, you are doing a massive disservice.
Again, I mean, this is what it boils down to. These ideas are so stupid that they have to give them to children to believe them.
Yep.
Because adults won't believe them.
Yep.
Because adults have a functioning brain that is developed. Children do not have a fully functioning way of thinking about the issues. So mm-hmm. you give these things to children so that they grow up. I mean, Hitler literally said that you teach the children the ideas that he's pushing so that they grow up into the people that he wants them to
mm-hmm.
be, right? I'm not saying these people are like Hitler when they're doing that, but it's the same type of system where you are teaching young children to do something because you know that they're young and impressionable.
Yeah. It's a commonly known practice, the whole teach them young idea. Teach them young. And it's because once that indoctrination is set throughout childhood, it is really, really hard to break through that in young adulthood and into adulthood, because it's what they've always known. So if you can be a teacher who gets these kids for 7 to 8 hours a day while mommy and daddy are away working and trying to salvage the values that their children should have, you get to indoctrinate them, and you get to set that indoctrination so deep in those malleable minds that it will be very hard to break through later on in life. And that is why they choose to go after children so young. And again, it's just completely ridiculous and disingenuous.
I mean it's just like children with childhood trauma. Mm-hmm. When you're an adult and you have childhood trauma, like childhood trauma really affects you when you're an yep. adult, even if it's something, you know, yeah. not the most crazy, like that lives with you your entire life, mm-hmm. the trauma that you have as a child. Mm-hmm. So if you have a child who is then told these different types of ideas and inoculated with them, those are going to stick with that person forever because they learned it as a kid. And then those decisions and the things that they learned as a kid, basically, it's like a tree growing out and branching off for every single thing that they do in their life.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So it truly is sinister. Right. And especially, I mean, you're sending your kids to school, and instead of you getting your values from your parents, you're now getting it from the state, essentially. Mm-hmm. It's evil. It's truly evil.
That's the problem with teaching critical race theory in schools. You know, there's always this debate about, well, it's not really critical race theory. And yeah, most teachers aren't sitting there saying like, the Kimberly Crenshaw wrote this book, and this is what, these are the tenets of critical race theory. Sure. But it's these ideas of race essentialism, of America systemically fundamentally racist, of white people are fundamentally racist and have white guilt and all this stuff. Those ideas and mentalities are what these activist teachers are implementing in the classroom. And like you're saying, well, that is what's getting inside these vulnerable children's brains and psyches so that they grow up. This is informing their worldview, and it's going to confuse them because they're planting these seeds when they're young, and they're going to stick with them for life. I'm just going to say the third tweet of Paul's thread here, he's got a, they go on in this presentation to talk about a board game that they have where players compete on separate tracks, and those without white privilege are doomed to lose. So if you're in a minority in this board game, then you start way further back just to show, I guess that the white people are privileged and you're just, the world set against you. You don't have a chance.
It's so
what do you think that's going to do to young minority children?
Listen, maybe it's because the people who aren't white just aren't good at the games. Amala loses in so many of the games that we play because she's just not the best at them.
Yes.
Amala has skills and other things, but she's,
you know, my strengths and my weaknesses.
She's not the best at games.
Yeah. Right, I need some affirmative action when it comes to games.
Right,
coming from the guy who I watched airball 3 times at the Marine Center.
Yeah,
listen, that's not my.
You're rusty.
That was systemic racism.
Racism right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's truly such a disservice, and I forgot exactly what I was going to say, but that really does stick with children and adults. When we communicate with children or have our time with children, we don't realize how impactful the things that we do and say are. So this teacher might just see this as, oh, I'm just doing a good thing by doing this to these children, and maybe they'll hold on to these values, maybe they won't, but they will. They will always remember this. And a kid who has to go, if I was a child and had to play a board game with my other fellow white students and I was set 5 paces back before the game starts, that would have a ridiculous emotional effect on me. And that's,
they would
not,
put you 5 paces forward.
Well,
right?
the point of this game is that they're trying to teach black kids that in today's current society, you are held back. So they have them play the board game set back to get their emotional reaction of, oh, this is the real world. This is what the world looks like for you. And to do
that. It's like
that,
a race?
Yeah. Like if you're playing Candyland, right? Okay. And I would be five paces back from you because you're white and you have privilege. And they're trying to communicate this to children through board games. That's disgusting. It's disgusting to take a set of children as a teacher and look at them and go, okay, let me teach the black kids how oppressed they are before we get into the real lessons. Disgusting. Truly is. And it's going to stick with those kids for a very, very long time. So again, so glad that we have videos of this happening and that these sort of seminars that would have been happening behind closed doors where nobody would be able to see them are now on the internet and people are able to take clips like this and post them. Because imagine if this woman was able to do all this just behind the doors of her classroom and no parents and no advisory ever knew about this. It would be terrifying. Now, let's move on. We did a story where Novak Djokovic was being held captive, essentially, in Australia for not being vaccinated as he tried to attend for the Australian Open. Now,
Novak Djokovic.
Now, Novak's dad is coming to the forefront in a press conference where he talks about the way that his son is being treated and advocates for him. Here's this insane video.
Novak and his team filed the same type of documents as those 25 other tennis players, and they didn't have any problems, just Novak. They wanted to humiliate him. They could have said, "Don't come, Novak," and that would have been okay. But no, they wanted to humiliate him, and they're still keeping him imprisoned. He's not in detention, he's in prison. They took all of his stuff, even his wallet. They left him with just a phone and no change of clothes, nowhere to wash his face. He's in prison. Our pride is a prisoner of these idiots. Shame on them. The whole free world, together with Serbia, should rise. This isn't a battle for Serbia, Novak. It's a battle for 7 or something billion people, for freedom of expression, free speech, freedom of behavior. Novak didn't break any laws, just as 7 billion people didn't break any laws. They want to subdue us and throw us all on our knees. It won't fly. Freedom, Novak. We're all with you.
What an amazing speech. I mean, it really could not have been said any better than that. And it's got to be particularly emotional for a father to be advocating for his son in this way. And it is truly monstrous the way that he's being treated over there, and where it's not just, okay, you've showed up into our country without proof of vaccination for this Australian Open. Let's set you aside because that goes against the guidelines and the law enforcement in this country. Let's set you aside in a room with all of your belongings. And as soon as we have a plane that will get you back to Serbia, we will set you on that plane. Instead, they've confiscated his belongings, except for his phone, not given him a change of clothes, not given him a place to shower and bathe, and detained him in what seemingly is a prison. How is this okay?
Well, it's obviously not okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're making him a political prisoner. And I saw Nadal come out today, and he said that this is what Novak gets. It's like his own. Yeah. Do you see that?
No.
No. You saw that, Scott? Yeah. I mean, it's like, you know, you would think that Nadal would come and support him, mm-hmm. right? But also the other people in tennis. I mean, they hate Nadal, or they hate Djokovic. Yeah. You know, mm-hmm. they don't have yeah. a lot of like for him. A lot of fans love Djokovic, but
the fans are kind of cold toward him too. I don't know, but
not as a lot of the people in tennis don't like Djokovic yeah, as true. Much. You know, he's kind of whatever. That's not neither here nor there. But Nadal shouldn't have said that. You know, he should have just kept his mouth shut and not said anything.
Just
at all.
Just goes to show you how deep the brainwashing goes. Where right. this is not a uniquely American problem. It's everywhere, no. and Australian for that matter. But even the European tennis players are like, yeah, well, this is what he has coming to him. That's pretty wild.
No, it's terrible. Mm-hmm. You know, because it's like no sense of support, yeah. and it's also like, if you are competing in a game or a championship or something like that, don't you want the best to play against you? Like, if you're Nadal, wouldn't you want to say, like, I want the best to come? He should be allowed in so I can play against
him. He's going to infect you from the baseline on the opposite side of the court that's, like, 40 feet away.
Well, if you touch the ball and then you serve it and you hit it and then it, like...
Because it spreads by contact, right?
Yeah, exactly. Right, yeah, you know, it's really terrible, so... No, but it makes no sense.
Tennis should be this one sport where they don't care, by the way. Which
or like swimming.
To be fair, yeah. To be fair, Djokovic, or the Australian Tennis Association allowed Djokovic to come. It's the government, Australian government, that's keeping him in,
right.
like detaining him.
Yeah. Right, and there was a female tennis star too. I can't remember her name either. I sent it to myself on Twitter. Yep. I'll go back and check. But those same type of deal that's being held in this exact same place, in the same quarantine hotel as Djokovic is.
I think Scott knows...
Yeah, it was a Czech female player. I forget her name. Right
yeah.
Now. A Czech female player.
Yeah, that's
player.
What I'm saying. That was
can you
the same
check on that
type
for
of
us?
Can you Czechoslovakia on that for us?
Not even a country anymore, but that's okay, Will.
Whatever. Czech Republic.
Yes, it's the Czech Republic.
No, Czechoslovakia.
Now.
Look, I will say, by the way, like, I think it's so cool to hear Djokovic's dad talk like this because, like, I think these, especially the older ones, the Eastern European people right. know what's up with tyranny.
Yes. Oh, for sure.
They had to yep. deal with the Soviet Union. And so you hear him, he's like talking about freedom of speech and the freedom to you know, exert yourself and your individuality. Like they know what's up. They've seen the real thing. And I think so much of the West, like in countries like Spain and Nadal, and the US and Australia, we've gotten so soft about all this stuff because we just take our freedom and liberty for granted and don't have any idea what tyranny can do. Whereas, so it takes someone like Nadal's dad or Djokovic's dad to just stand up and say the obvious thing.
Yeah.
I wish my mom, she always watches the show. Mom, if you're watching, if this happens to me, you better get on TV and start supporting
Step
me.
Step up, Will's
Step
mama.
Step up, Mom. I need that, okay? But yeah. The lady's name is Renata Vorakova, is the one who joins Djokovic in this prison. You know, I'm going, you said a really good point, Taylor. I mean, I'm going to Hungary and Romania when I'm going to speak in Europe. I'm going to Hungary and Romania to speak, two Eastern European countries that have dealt with some of the hardest tyranny in the world. And I've been talking to these guys. I just talked to the Romanians this morning and they're like, thank you. Like, please come and tell these people about mm-hmm. America and the freedom and like how Christianity like plays into the freedoms and the way that your country was created. Like, it's amazing. Like,
it's sad you have to go over there now and be like, yeah, well, our country kind of hates freedom now, but
right, I know, right. I know. I have to be like,
it was great. I promise.
Yeah. I'm still trying. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's upset. It's upsetting, and they're clearly trying to make an example of Novak in doing this, and to sort of set the stage for what Australia has now become as a country in regard to their COVID-19 regulations and mandates. And what I think is a really important thing that the father said in this particular speech is that it's not just about Australia. He said this is about the freedom of not just the people living in the country, not just his son Novak, but also of the 7 billion plus people who are now living on the earth. It's about all of us, and it should be a connected fight. And so often we look at what's happening in other countries and go, well, that's just happening over there. Well, boo-hoo, poor them. But it is really a united fight, and we all live in our different spheres of influence, and we influence each other, and we work together, and we look at what's happening in other countries, and we get inspiration from that. So it won't be surprising to see that happen in Western and Eastern Europe and then see it happen over here. So we should always keep our eye on that and be fighting the same fights that people are fighting across the pond.
Yeah, well, definitely in Western Europe. I mean, the fact that in Western Europe, people basically don't even work in those countries. And that's how they live their
35
lives.
Hours a week, 2 months of paid vacation.
Exactly. And that's like a lot. You know. 35 hours a week is a lot for Western Europe. You know, the people in Eastern Europe, though, they're awesome. You know, yeah. They've gone through this stuff.
They get
it. They are hardy, amazing people. I mean, hopefully, when I get to go to Europe, I get to interview Viktor Orban. So I'm hoping to meet him. That's the president of Hungary.
Oh, right on.
So hoping to do an interview with him, which you guys will see here on the show when I go in about 3 weeks, which will be really cool. So talk to him about his country and all that kind of stuff and what's happened, you know, what he thinks of America and mm-hmm. all that.
That'd be fascinating.
So, yeah. Yeah.
Real quick, John Smith in the chat, which I don't know if that's your real name, John Smith, but you got us if it is. He says Djokovic Noel is his nickname, gives millions of euros to charities in his country. So I'm naturally against Djokovic because in purely the tennis world, I'm more of a Federer fan. But after all this, I might have to like just reassess and yep. be like, dude, if he's going to be the only bass player standing up for himself and, yep. and standing up for freedom, yeah. like, okay. And he happens to also be the best player ever.
Yet. Yeah,
pretty great.
You haven't heard Federer say anything yet, but he might.
He's Swiss. He's going to stay neutral.
Yeah, exactly. Except the Swiss, their stuff in their country is pretty bad too.
Every athlete should refuse to play at the Australian Open.
No, they should refuse. Just like the Olympics. Just like the Olympics coming up in Beijing.
Yep.
You should refuse to play. You should refuse.
Yep.
So 1936 games all over again. But what's going to happen? Well, NBC and these companies that are supporting these games, they're going to be making billions of dollars. Mm-hmm. Coca-Cola, mm-hmm. Amazon with their ads, they're going to be making billions of dollars sponsoring these things. But then they're standing up for countries that support tyranny.
Yep.
But we're not sending an official government representative. So
we're not sending the diplomats.
Yeah, we're not sending the diplomats, which caused China to laugh at us and say, thanks for not spreading your COVID back.
Yeah.
I really thought that was stage one and how we were going to treat these Olympics, and it wasn't. It was just that.
China buying land in America.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what they need to seize all of the foreign assets of China in this country and get get China out of here. Well, I mean, that should be number one. That's even before the Olympics. You need to
and the influence that they have using over Uyghur slave labor, all
right?
That
let alone what they're doing in Africa. It's just there's so many different transgressions that are currently being committed by the CCP, and nobody does anything about it.
No, they're debt-free tyranny that they like. They go into an African country. I don't know if you guys know this, African countries are like Sri Lanka, and they buy up these ports or buy. Yep. They say they're going to do some sort of project, and then they spend a ton of money, and then these ports or projects, they go broke, and then they say, oh, we're not going to make you repay the loans as long as we can put a military base here, right? And it's like, that's how they get all of these countries to be on their side. It's like soft tyranny that they're doing all across the world in China.
And they're tricking Africans into believing that they are going to create economic opportunities for them and then subjugating them and stratifying them on the same socioeconomic basis that they would be stratified in any other country, except far worse, where the Chinese people who are there take control of all the major elite jobs and subjugate the Africans there. So it's just amazing the amount of things that China is able to get away with in this current climate, and nobody calls attention to it. And we still host our Olympics there, and we still send the athletes, and everything's hunky-dory. Between us
still
and them.
Still buy your Nikes.
And Australia now gets more of its trade from China than it does from Western European countries.
Yep.
You know, that's so it's true. Like it's you know, the China is changing the world. They know their plan. They know their plan. Watch out for China.
Oh, yeah. It's
you
set.
Guys have to be. You it's have to set. Be on top of it.
Yeah, the plan
I'm gonna
is
have,
already.
Amala's not going to be on the show next Friday. And so not. I'm going to be having Natalie Winters on the show for an hour to talk about China and all the research and reporting that she does. It'll be a great episode. So make sure you guys are tuned in next Friday for that.
Well, we have pregnant jumpsuits and the first trans admiral, so checkmate, China. Yeah.
I can tell you just how many trans people are in our military and just how many pregnant people are now able to fly, but, you know.
That's so dangerous.
It is so dangerous.
If my hypersonic wife, missiles have
so
nothing
wrong.
On us.
If my wife was pregnant and she was flying in a plane, I'd be very upset that she flew in the plane.
Yep. But now she gets to pilot the plane, and they've made little pregnancy jumpsuits for them, so it's great. It's fantastic.
Crazy.
We get to get drafted.
While you're on paternity leave.
Amazing. Yeah.
Well, with Pete Buttigieg. same type of thing. I have to say one thing before we move on to the next story.
Sure.
I was doing some research. Okay. Mm-hmm. I was on Google. Mm-hmm. And because we were talking about board games.
Google or DuckDuckGo? Yeah.
This was Google. Because DuckDuckGo didn't give me what I wanted. Okay. I actually have DuckDuckGo as my provider for searching, but I had to go to Google. And I was looking up board game championship winners.
Yep.
And so I went to Catan because Candyland wasn't on here. Catan is a popular game. Okay. And the 2019 winner of the World Championship of Catan was a woman.
Good trans. For her.
And we were talking about the board games. You're having people set back depending on their intersectionality.
Yeah.
But she won
Good
the World
her,
Championship
man.
And she's a woman.
That's a win for feminism on that day.
Wait, a real woman?
A real woman. I know.
That's
real.
Great.
I know.
Don't Every sound time so you hear shocked. About this stuff, look.
The 2017
no,
winner
the,
was a woman,
the
too.
The Jeopardy winner of all time was a woman, but it was a trans woman.
Yeah, right. Oh, okay. Right.
So, and this swimmer winner, which, by the way, we just saw the Ivy League. Scott went to Yale. So, the Ivy League tweeted today about that they like stand behind the trans woman who's winning, beating all the records. They're like double down on allowing trans people to compete in
That's
the,
amazing.
In the women's
That's
swimming.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I love
yeah,
to
Jeanette
hear it.
Jeanette Audie. Anyway. Janet Audie, you're a legend.
That's
winning
yeah.
the Catan
See,
World
no,
Board Game
it is
Championship.
Worth celebrating that feat because it's like, heck yeah. You know? Yeah, and it's not that I'm shocked that a woman did it, but it's like, okay.
You sounded a little shocked.
Well, I know. But
a woman?
That's a reflection of my view on women and more what's going on with all this trans
it.
Stuff. You know.
Right, right.
You know.
I know. I'm just giving you flowers.
Not a real woman.
Yeah, not a real woman. No, I understand. It's shocking.
Speaking of real feminist women, Whoopi Goldberg. Whoopi Goldberg. Wow, Will. Whoopi Goldberg has contracted the COVID-19 after being triple vaccinated. Here is her commentary on the matter.
Test us. And so they sent people to test me. And they tested me and it was like, oh, no, you're not coming back. We're not sending anybody to your house. You have corona. And it was like, wait, what? Well, it was a shock because, you know, I'm triple vaxxed. I haven't been anywhere. I haven't done anything. But that's the thing about the Omicron. You just don't know where it is. You don't know where it is.
It could be lurking anywhere.
So, you know,
Omicron?
It's one of those things where you think I've done everything I was supposed to do. Yeah, it doesn't stop Omicron. And that's the problem with a variant, because it gets stronger and does different stuff to you. So, you know, unless everybody gets vaccinated,
incorrect.
This is what we're going to be facing for the next, you know, little while.
It gets stronger. Lie.
Oh, my God. Is that Omicron behind you, Amala?
Oh my god!
Somebody save me! It's Omicron variant.
We don't know where it is.
Oh my crom! It's behind
you. Could be lurking.
I'm terrified. I'm absolutely terrified.
The amount of wrong things that she said in that in 30 seconds is just incredible. It's incredulous.
Just amazing.
The amount of things that she said. You know, I mean, she said it got stronger. There
I
have
know,
been zero deaths
lie.
From Omicron. How can you say that it's gotten stronger?
Everyone agrees.
Yeah,
everyone agrees it's milder. Even the mainstream media, the leftist mainstream media, is coming out and saying that this is milder.
Yeah, I mean, we saw on The View, we reacted to another video of The View talking about Omicron variant a couple weeks ago, and Navarro, one of their co-hosts, said it's a super bug. A super bug, she called it. Misinformation. Should have been flagged. Should have been censored.
Yeah.
Because that's wrong.
A super
it's a
bug
lie.
That's virtually indistinguishable from the common cold.
Right. We just said right at the same time. Owe me a Coke.
Which,
Jinx,
by the way, you get
Coke.
Natural immunity from after you catch it. So. Oh.
And there it is. He delivers quickly, ladies and gentlemen.
Listen, just have to let you guys know I don't drink that garbage.
It just happens to be right next to him on the table.
I was given. Someone gave it to me.
Yeah, okay. It was a... Yeah, but there's just so much there. And, you know, you would hope that an experience like this of going, oh my gosh, I'm triple vaccinated. I only went to work and then home again. I followed all the CDC guidelines and I still got COVID. You would hope that it would lead you to believe that I need to question the things that I've said or thought so far. But no, because they're so connected to the narrative. They signed themselves onto that from the very first day that there's no way they're going to deviate from that storyline.
The View, brought to you by Pfizer.
Yeah.
Why do you think she's
sponsored
not saying
sponsored by Pfizer?
Yeah, why do you think she's not saying anything? I mean, of course, these people get
70%. No, I think she genuinely believes that following Fauci and everybody was the thing that, like, oh, if I do everything
right,
then I'm going to be
safe.
People believe that.
People believe that. How can you believe that?
People,
I mean,
I know
you
people
got
who
sick.
Believe that.
That's insane.
I know.
The fact that you get Omicron, you're triple jabbed with the booster. I mean, and then you don't go out and do anything. You're following all of the guidelines. And then you still get it, and then you say that it's because of the unvaccinated. I mean, that is, you have, like, that's not just like giving someone the benefit of the doubt.
No,
that is like there is something missing.
It's mass psychosis. And she's brainwashed.
They get sold the narrative that because everybody didn't get vaccinated, this virus is going to mutate into thousands and thousands of different forms, and you're going to get it every single time. She's been sold that narrative already. So now she has the convenience of being triple vaccinated, getting COVID, having to stay home and going, well, I only got it because of all those unvaccinated people. That's exactly what happened.
mRNA experts like Dr. Malone are saying that because of people getting so heavily vaccinated so quickly, that's why you have the variants.
Mm-hmm.
It's not because of just the unvaccinated. That's not how a virus works. The virus is adapting to people being vaccinated.
Yep.
I mean, it's simple. I mean, this is what you learned in your... This isn't even Dr. Malone, really.
Yep.
I mean, you can look at this in your simple
you
biology
learned this, like,
class.
Second grade. Yeah.
I mean, that's just what happens.
If you've seen X-Men, you know.
I mean, if you ever learned about... Yeah. No, we're all going to turn into Wolverine next.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, just like that basic thing where people are like, hey, if you use hand sanitizer all the time, it only kills 99.99%
Dwight
of germs.
Showed us.
Right.
Know, yes. You don't want to wash your hands.
And then that 0.01% of germs, it adapts to the hand sanitizer and then it changes. Like, we have a huge problem in this country with antibiotics.
Yep.
The antibiotics are becoming super resistant to all of the different strains of, you know, strep
bacteria,
throat or whatever it is, right? And it's because they adapt.
Yep.
It's exactly what this is.
101. Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, not to mention what Malone talked about was that, like, with the that viral Rogan podcast, is one of the things that he said that's so controversial. That, but apparently more and more data is coming out in support of it. Is that the vaccine makes your immune system go against the version of the virus that's 2 years old, and so now you have this new variant, and your immune system is currently focused on fighting that old one, so it actually makes you more vulnerable. That's why we're seeing a higher infection rate among the vaccinated than the not.
Right. In Ontario, in Denmark, across the world, you are seeing that. I'm sure that in just about a week or so, when we're really peaking here, I mean, in America, it's going to come out.
So for Whoopi's conclusion to be, we all need to get vaccinated because I'm triple jabbed and I still got it, but therefore everyone else needs to get vaccinated. It's like, I don't follow her logic there.
Well, no, of course, there's no logic there.
Yeah.
And, you know, you would also think that if these people like Whoopi Goldberg and also people in the CDC, the government, Collins, NIH, like all these people, if they wanted to help, why does America only have 3 vaccines that you can get? And basically not even the Johnson & Johnson one anymore. It's basically just Moderna and Pfizer, where other countries around the world have like 9 different ones you can get. All these different ones. Like China, I think, is like 7. Russia has 4 that are different, that they're made in their country. I mean, there are all these different ways that you can get vaccinated, but they're not letting any of these different ones into America.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
If they really think that like this is so bad and they want to help people, mm-hmm. why would they not let other ones in that are not mRNA technologies, that are more the
well, yeah,
the
it's also
vaccine.
Like if they want to help people, why wouldn't they allow early treatment?
Of course.
It's the same thing.
Well, we can go into the Supreme Court thing right now.
We're going down the rabbit hole again, guys.
Well, no, because what you just said relates exactly to the Supreme Court, because in the Supreme Court, bring up a story and then I'll
here's the story for you guys. The Supreme Court is hearing arguments today that go against the vaccine mandates, specifically two different mandates and rules that have been placed into legislation by this current administration. One in particular, and probably the one that you've heard the most about, is the one set forth by OSHA, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, that legally says that a business that has 100 or more employees is going to require those employees to be vaccinated. Now, they are hearing arguments against this legislation and are hopefully going to come to the decision that it is unconstitutional for anybody to say that a business with 100 or more employees has to force these employees to be vaccinated. So that's what they are hearing today. They're going to go through deliberations and then we will hear a decision on the matter. And we're hoping that it's a decision that is in the favor of freedom in the Constitution.
Yeah, so Clarence Thomas, if you guys heard today, Clarence Thomas is talking to them and he says, are there any other things that can stop like this spread of Omicron mm-hmm. or people getting so sick? Is there anything else? Because if there is, I don't see why we need a federal vaccine mandate with this OSHA rules. Like, why would we need that if there are other things? And they argued and said, no, this is the best way, right? They said, no, this is the best way. And it's like, that's just so blatantly false. It's just not true. There are mm-hmm. other methods of fighting this.
Yep.
It's in so many tests all across the world. I mean, that's why Dr. McCullough is so famous now. That's why Robert Malone is so famous now, because of the things they're talking about with early treatments and all this. But then still, these people are coming in and arguing and saying, no, this is the best way.
It's ridiculous.
It's just not true. And so, yeah.
Lies, and why? Because of money. And it's going to be interesting to see what happens here, because you would hope that with the Supreme Court that is in our favor at the moment right now, that they would come through with a vote that is in promotion of the Constitution and our freedom. If it does not, this really does set the stage for what we're looking at as a country and the sort of stratification and medical apartheid that we're going to be experiencing over the next few years. Because I can guarantee that if this does not go in our favor, this does not end here.
I mean,
this gets worse.
I think that they're going to go in our favor when it comes to the 100 employees or contracted workers.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the Supreme Court is going to go in our favor. I can't say for certain, but what it's seeming like from the arguments that we're hearing, I mean, you know, there are some that are a little on the fence, but you know, it's hard to tell. I mean, you got Kavanaugh talking about states' rights and Amy Coney Barrett. It's hard to know what's going to happen. But when it comes to the healthcare workers, I think that they will say mandates for the healthcare workers.
Yep.
I think that's
there's
what,
a stronger
that's
argument there.
Right. Mm-hmm. Even though like all these things, it doesn't make any sense. I mean, why healthcare
especially
workers and why not someone at a business?
Yep.
Of course.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, but this is what they're arguing. They're arguing saying that we have to do this because of how fast Omicron is spreading.
Yep.
But they don't look at the deaths. They don't look at the hospitalizations. And they definitely don't look at the hospitalizations across the world of vax versus unvax.
Which, I mean, you remember the reason for the original lockdown was we can't let the hospitals be overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're firing hospital workers. Mayo Clinic fired 700 over a
The hospital's
mandate.
Overwhelmed. Well, it's like you fired all these nurses. You fired all these people.
Yeah. You fired the people who mitigate the overwhelming amount of patients, which is questionable in the first place. So it's just amazing to see what's happening right now.
And the firing of these workers, and then, I mean, I brought it up a few times, but my family member who's being removed from the military,
mm-hmm.
not able to get a promotion he's due for as an officer to major, which is a huge deal, and like a pay upgrade and all this stuff, and health insurance for his family, all gone because of this mandate. It's the most disgusting thing I've ever seen, and it hits home. It's not just, these aren't just talking points, these are people.
Yeah.
And that is an infuriating thing that is like defies all reason, and I don't know, it's a total travesty.
I mean, this is, you know, the fact that the Supreme Court justices are even getting so tied up in all this legal jargon, to me is troubling. Because this is so cut and dry.
I mean,
even when it comes to the Nuremberg Code and the fact that the vaccines are not FDA approved, you know, for use, and that it's
we always bring that point. I think it's like, what is it? They're tentatively FDA approved, emergency authorization.
The Comirnaty Pfizer vaccine is approved, but there are no Comirnaty Pfizer vaccines being administered within the United States.
The ones that are being
administered
currently are
Yes, so that is approved, but they're not using
Peter
it.
Peter McAuliffe on Joe Rogan said that.
They're using the emergency use authorizations. Sorry, Scott brought something up to me. Thank you, Scott. Yeah. Justice Sotomayor saying that hospitals are almost at full capacity. This shows you the level of thinking with many of these people. Yeah. Here's Justice Sotomayor saying that hospitals are almost all full capacity, and there are over 100,000 children hospitalized with COVID, many on ventilators.
Yeah, what?
None of this is true.
Yeah, it's closer to 3,000 at all, and which is 97% off.
Yep.
This is a sitting Supreme Court justice.
Right. Right. I mean, these people are quacks. I mean,
they're the ones that are making the final ruling on the things that have eternal impact on America, uh-huh. And they don't even have their facts straight.
So insane.
Are you kidding me?
Listen, but this is not uncommon. Supreme Court justices get pressured by the cultural landscape around them. Mm-hmm. This is why Roe v. Wade passed. Roe v. Wade happened because of the cultural revolution, the sexual revolution happening in America at that time, right? Even though many disagreed, that happened because of the culture of the times. It's the same thing with this. If this happens, it's because the culture and the leftist mainstream media and the dogma, like, it's going to pass because of that. Not because the facts are there, but because these are these people's legacies. If you go and read you go in The Hill, you know, the news publication, The Hill, or, you know, National Review or any of these other wacko types of publications, they're going to talk about preserving Supreme Court justices' legacy. This is the most important thing to Supreme Court justices, mm-hmm. is supporting their legacy. Mm-hmm. And they don't want to be known as the people who said, oh, we're anti-vaccine, even though you're not, but mm-hmm. you know, that's what they'll say. Like, they don't want to be known as that. So it's really difficult for these guys, but they have to do what's right. Despite what their legacy says, despite what these institutions say, they have to do what is right.
Yeah, it's an interesting decision for them, because you're going to have a whole side of the country that, if they go against these mandates and say these are unconstitutional, a whole side of the country is going to blame you for every death that happened subsequent to that. And that's a tough thing for them to have to deal with, a tough pressure for them to have to deal with, and a lot of them will cave purely based on the amount of pressure they're going to have to go through. But if you stand for what is actually right, what is actually true, that's where you should lie as a Supreme Court justice.
And this is where the media's role in all this really screws everything up, because if they're worried about their legacy, mm-hmm. and we had an honest media that held them accountable for the deaths of despair, for the suicide rates, for the missed cancer diagnoses, and like the overall deaths in the last 2 years are up across the board, even among younger people, and that is per Dr. Malone the best metric that we have of like mm-hmm. how mismanaged this whole thing was, but yeah, it's just like, makes absolutely no sense.
It makes absolutely no sense. And I know a lot of you guys are worried. We get DMs from you guys of working jobs where they're starting to require vaccine mandates and you just can't tolerate it and you don't know what to do. To let you guys know, PragerU is hiring. We do have a bunch of jobs that are up for grabs on our website. You can go to PragerU.com/jobs and see if anything fits you. We're looking for people across the board in e-commerce, in animation, in graphics, in helping us direct media and finding talent for PragerU. There are so many jobs that we have available at PragerU.com/jobs. And guess what? We're not going to force you to get a medical treatment that you don't want to get. So that's an added bonus for working here with us at Prager University.
We're going to vaccinate you with freedom.
Yes, we're going to vaccinate. We're going to inoculate you with freedom. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You're going to get a booster.
That's the only thing we force on you here, ladies and gentlemen.
Look, guys, LA is not so bad, right?
LA,
if we stick together, we can make it through.
Right. If you join our little community here,
we're having a tough time getting people to move to LA, which is fair.
Yep.
But you know what? If you want to be on the front lines of this battle, we're here and we're fighting and we've put our flag down. So come join us. And
we have.
We'll help you make it sane. We keep it sane ourselves.
So many job openings open for you guys. Yeah. A lot of good people here. All good people working here at PragerU. So come and join us. Now we're going to get into a story that Will and Taylor are going to riff on for quite some time, I would imagine. This tweet went viral this morning. And I woke up this morning and I'm actually the one that sent this tweet to the team. It's the Lord of the Rings was trending this morning because we had a tweet from some guy under the name Thulian Perspective saying, reminder that if Lord of the Rings films had been made today, Aragorn would have been a woman, but Arwen, still a she-elf. Frodo and Sam would have been gay, Gandalf black, and the only white male actors in the entire cast would have been Denethor?
Denethor.
Oh, good job.
Grima?
Grima Wormtongue.
And Saruman?
Saruman?
Saruman? Saruman. Saruman.
She was trying to say Saruman.
Hashtag wokeness.
Those are all the evil bad guy characters. Yeah. So they could stay white.
Uh-huh.
And then Sauron would be white too.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Sauron would
Gandalf
go from
would be black,
the Dark Lord to the White Lord.
Yeah. Exactly. White supremacist.
Yeah. Lord. Yeah. Listen.
The orcs would be like neo-Nazis.
I know. It'd be Mordor would be replaced with Charlottesville.
Yeah, exactly.
Instead of like big swords, they'd be tiki torches. Yeah, yep. It'd be the exact same thing.
100%.
You know?
It speaks to it. We should do a game on this one day. If this were made today, what would the differences be? And make woke versions of all the things that we love.
Jesse Smollett would be cast as Frodo.
Yeah. This is Hobbit country.
That's good. That one was good. And I don't even understand it, but yeah. I know it was good.
You know he's a Hobbit.
I know the reference. Yeah, I know
so
the
you
reference.
Get it. It's funny.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. It's yeah. good.
Oh, he's got a... It's not a Subway sandwich. It's...
But it's true. I mean, Amazon's making this new Lord of the Rings right now, and...
Oh, they already said.
They already have said, like, we're doing stuff for diversity and all this stuff, which... It's just be faithful to the original work. That's all we're asking. Like Peter Jackson was not thinking about any of that stuff. He was thinking about being faithful to the original Tolkien's work, which right. was a awesome, transcendent, according to Will, the best fictional story written of all time, which I'd probably
yeah.
agree with.
Yeah. I mean, by far in the UK, if by all time, it's maybe, but in the UK for sure.
Yeah. Who Dostoevsky would give him a run for his money or some
yeah.
others.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or, but yeah, I mean, I don't know.
It's, listen, the Lord of the Rings is full of diversity already. That's the point.
Right.
I mean, the fact that people don't get that really shows that they have never actually read the works, because the point of it is all diversity. Well, I mean, it is hobbits, which are these small little creatures who are said that they can't achieve anything, you know? But again, people want to play the victim. So, but these hobbits that are different than men, and then you have men who are corrupted easily. They're mm-hmm. white, yet they're evil and corrupted easily. Then you have elves, which are different than men, dwarves, Istari, like the wizards. I mean, all these different races of people.
Almost faces just look so bored.
No, but I'm saying you have all these different races of people, and they're literally called races.
Each one, they hit different archetypes and different elements of human experience and where mm-hmm. you start from in life and all this stuff. And mm-hmm. it doesn't fit with a race essentialist worldview. And the diversity that we care about today is so shallow in comparison to the type of diversity that was represented in Lord of the Rings, because it actually mapped onto people's experiences of life and what in like it, and I think there's a little bit of Aragorn in me, there's a little bit of the Hobbit in me, there's a little bit of each one, you know, different parts of you. It's like sort of like Solzhenitsyn said, the line between good and evil goes cuts through every human soul, and like great works of fiction make you reflect on all of those things and how you relate to all the characters. And that is a diversity, because it's a diversity of a human soul and in the individual, and like all these different elements of what it is to be and what it is to try to go on your hero's journey and start and overcome the obstacles and overcome your fear and all this stuff. Like all that is in there, and it has nothing to do with race. But all these dumb people in modern times can see is, oh, we need diversity, so we need to have different people's skin colors. And it's like, that's the lamest, most shallow way of representing the human experience, and it is a disservice to art, and it's bad for humanity. It's bad for culture. It's regressive,
right? And it's based off of European history, regardless. I mean, the fact that it's like people getting mad at the Witcher games and saying, "Oh, well, it's all these white people." It's like it's based off of like old Polish culture. It's full of white people. Okay, so that's why there's white people within the works. That's why it makes sense,
right?
Right? If you made Aragorn black, that just wouldn't make a lot of sense for the story. If you made Gandalf gay, it just doesn't make a lot of sense for the story, right? Why are you abandoning the principles of the story that made it so great for your woke narrative? It doesn't help it. It doesn't make it better in any way. All it does is make you feel better, but it doesn't make the story better. Nothing about that makes the story better.
It's like a self-congrats. It's like they recast the Queen of England from whatever 1800 as a black right. woman or whatever. And it's like...
Anne Boleyn.
Okay. Yeah.
Anne Boleyn.
Anne Boleyn. Yeah. And it's like... Okay, whatever. It once upon a time, there's like that was a matter of art, like a provocative artistic thing. But mm-hmm. now it's just such a tired, like you're just reducing everything to this modern race essentialist stuff. And it really is regressive.
I'm okay with it if it's a two-way street, but it's never a two-way
yeah,
street.
Exactly.
It's never a two-way street. You would never see somebody, some white woman play Harriet Tubman, but a black woman gets to play Anne Boleyn. And it's purely for the sake of virtue and saying, well, we accept this. We accept this. And I accept it so much that I need to show you in the most extreme way that I can do it. And that's by having a black woman play Anne Boleyn, even though it's not historically accurate. And even though it speaks nothing to the way that this country views people of whatever race, but it's never a two-way street. It's so much hypocrisy.
I know. I want white people to play the king of Ghana.
Yep.
And once you do that, then fine.
I want nothing
but that'll never happen.
Yeah.
White
Panther. Where's White Panther? You know?
Yeah.
They'll never have that.
Where's White Sojourner Truth? That's what I want to see.
Or that movie Precious?
Yep.
But she's white. Uh-huh.
Yeah. I want nothing more than that. Man.
But they won't do it. They won't do it.
No, they won't.
They sacrifice. That's a thing. It's like you watch so many movies. What was I watching last night? I was watching Dr. No, you know, the first James Bond film. Mm-hmm. Great film, you know. And they got a black guy in it. Quarrel. Mm-hmm. He's one of the main guys.
Mm-hmm.
He's great. You love Quarrel, right? You're not like, oh my goodness, he's black. He's ruining the story.
Yeah.
Like, you don't care.
Yeah.
You know, in the original Lord of the Rings, you have Eowyn who kills the Witch King. The Witch King is like my favorite character.
Mm.
And a woman killed the Witch King, mm-hmm. and I'm not like, oh my god, this is so annoying that a woman did.
Right, because it wasn't like forced.
Right, it wasn't forced. That's just how the story is.
It just feels so forced.
You don't sacrifice.
Forced.
You can have black people in a story, like anything. It doesn't. The fact that you even have to explain that is so wild that I have to even explain, like, yes, you can have black people in it. It's like, that's so stupid that I even have to say that. It's like, of course you can. I just don't want you shoving it down my throat and saying, I'm going to sacrifice the story to put black people or to put gay people or whatever it is.
And case in point, you don't have to do that. Like today, trending number one on Twitter was Sidney Poitier, the actor who was the first one black man ever to win an Oscar.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like what, back in the 50s or what, even before? It's like, you don't have to do all this forced diversity stuff. Believe it or not, there are talented black actors who are good enough to get it on their own merit. And you don't have to do all these diversity quotas and force it all in there and force it into every narrative. And it's actually worth celebrating when that happens. And it's great. And it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. You also heard a lot more about that person than you did about the black World War II vet who just died.
Yes.
You know. You're a lot more about the first actor versus this World War II veteran who was black who just died. Yep.
The oldest World War II veteran that was still living in the United States died. Right. Yeah, and so Sidney Poitier, the woman who played Mammy in Gone with the Wind, was the first black woman to win an Academy Award, all on merit. It had nothing to do, even though the society was so racialized at the time, we still found time to recognize black talent, and instead now we sacrifice the recognition of black talent for the simple recognition of blackness, and it means nothing.
Did we get that link of the Poitier speech where he said, like, don't just celebrate me because of my blackness, celebrate me because of my talent as an actor, and I'm so much more than that.
Yeah,
and that was his mentality back then. It's like, have we progressed from that? Or
No. We've regressed. We've completely regressed from that, and it's a sad state of affairs because somebody like that, like Sidney Poitier, would look at what's happening right now and going, "What the hell is happening right now? Why is it that we're relegating people to the way that they look instead of what they do and what their character is and what their values are?" And still, we fall into the same trap, regardless. And you know what? That's something that I could talk about for 30 minutes without preparation. So on to our next prompt here into Fun Friday. We're going to ask each other, what are five topics that you guys could talk about for 30 minutes without any prep?
Taylor's this was a trending thing on Twitter the other day.
Yes.
And I saw it and I was like, oh, this would be fun to do on the show. So I took like 2 minutes and did mine the other day.
Okay.
So
what have you got?
I'll give
y'all T-Dog?
A second to think about yours.
I think Taylor would say thinking of these five things would take 30 minutes.
thinking of my next banger tweet that gets 5 likes.
Yeah, I could do that for 30 minutes. Without prep.
Will always makes fun of me because I tweet and then he's like, you got 5 likes on your tweet, but you probably spent like an hour thinking about it.
But I like it. I like all
Will
of them.
Likes
but yeah, they're all good.
I like
they're
all
of
them.
Check me out.
Every single one.
They're great. No, what I do is I post my tweets on Instagram because no one sees them on Twitter. And then on Instagram, I have a little bit more followers and they get a lot more traction.
Mm-hmm.
So
there you go.
It all works out. Yeah. Anyways, my five things. Lord of the Rings. I could talk about Lord of the Rings for 30 minutes as evidenced by this thing. I could quote the first 30 minutes of the Fellowship of the Ring.
That's true.
The Bible. talk about the Bible, Christianity, theology, any of that for half an hour, easy. Nutrition for body composition, in other words, like fat loss, muscle wanting the right proportion in your body. I could talk about that. I that's one of the things I don't like hearing people talk about that don't know what they're talking about. romance languages. I studied French in college and I lived overseas when I was younger and learned Spanish and Portuguese through living overseas. And so just learning the process of learning languages. I feel like the way we do it in the U.S. is very ineffective. Anyways, I can talk about that for 30 minutes. And almost any sport. I'm a pretty huge sports fan.
He's a big sports guy.
Golf, tennis, football, baseball, basketball, soccer, all of the above. I could strike up a conversation for half an hour about any of those. So,
Do you have yours, Will?
You can go first.
I'll go first. Okay, good job, Taylor.
Ladies first.
Okay, I already said what did I just say about City Poitiers, but I won't use that one. I think number one, I could talk about Broadway and musical theater for a very, very long time.
That's
unprepped. That's not embarrassing at all. I love
could
musical
talk
theater.
Talk about Glee for half an hour.
I'm such a theater nerd. It's ridiculous. So Broadway musical theater. Will's gonna say this one's embarrassing. Cue it. I'm already calling right now. The Hunger Games franchise.
Oh my goodness, that is even more embarrassing.
Oh.
All right, you're done. She only gets two. We just need to cut this off.
I could talk about that, and it's like relationship to our current society for friggin' forever. Okay.
The main guy in the Hunger Games, the main villain guy, the white beard, Snow Beard.
Yeah.
What's his name?
President Snow.
President Snow.
Yep.
He's an idiot.
But guess what?
All the decisions that he makes are so stupid.
He's a dictator, and he actually doesn't end up being the main villain. The main villain ends up being the person who claims to be fighting for the subjugated. That is brilliant.
I mean, the fact
that
these people
beautiful.
In all these different districts don't rise up is just unbelievable.
But they do. It gets there. And they tried once before and were squashed by the cap.
Yeah, but that's, they could end the entire economy of the cap. It's so stupid.
This is what we're going to have a debate on Hunger Games.
Hunger Games is another little teen novel.
What I just said alone of like the main villain actually not being the capitalist dictator, but being the person who claims to fight for the subjugated is so clearly.
That's interesting.
That is so interesting, and it is so clearly a depiction of where we live as a society.
The ideas are done so badly.
No, they're so good. We'll have a Hunger Games debate at some point on this show.
It sounds like it's not woke, which is enough for me.
It's not woke at all. It's not woke at all.
I'm glad that's your
I'll standard. Give it a chance as a work of art if it's not woke. If it's woke, then it's like, okay, that's just propaganda.
Yeah.
I said I could also talk about the harms of social media for young women for 30 minutes unprepped. The harmfulness of radical feminism and the wonders of motherhood. That's another thing I could talk about for 30 minutes. As well as red flags in relationships. I could talk about that for like 4 hours straight.
You've been through a lot in your 21 years.
I've been through, I was in 1 3-year relationship that gave me every single red flag you could possibly find in a man. So
can we get your first three?
My Whoa. First three? Yeah. Ooh, okay. Narcissism and not caring
Scott,
about...
Scott, you're married. Why do you need this?
Yeah, Scott's like...
It's for the viewers.
Yeah. This is for the viewers, I swear. I don't want to know.
There's a lot. Okay, like narcissism and caring about yourself far more than you care about the other person. Not caring or wishing for the other person not to succeed, a huge thing, and not letting your significant other hang out with your friends or who you associate with, huge red flag. That's just like right off the top of my head. I don't know that those are the three priority red flags, but those are three major, major red flags. Also, if you're like, I'm not going to go into it.
I'm not going to
I'll
we'll
make. I'm going to make
friends.
A separate YouTube video that goes over the all the
that'd
red
be good.
Flags.
Like that'd be a great one.
I will make a separate YouTube video about red flags in men. So
I'd like to hear that.
Stay tuned, guys. Stay tuned. So many. Those are my five things.
Those are good, Amala.
Thank
those
you.
Besides your first two.
Yeah.
Whatever. You know, I got that's you. Really I've got you on Hunger Games. Whenever that debate comes up, I've got you guys.
All right, you watch Lord of the Rings with me, I'll watch Hunger Games with you.
There we go. Fair.
Don't do it. It's not even comparable.
Your turn, Will.
I could do 30 minutes of, if someone says something, I could debate them for 30 minutes, no matter the topic.
Wow.
So it doesn't
so
matter
confidence.
What it is. I could disagree with you. Even if I do agree with you, I'll disagree with you just
quantum
for 30
physics.
Minutes. Yeah, I will disagree with you just for 30 minutes. I could talk about vaccine lies for a long time.
You do that on the show every for 30
right,
minutes
right,
every
right.
day.
Yeah,
every,
I know. Well, we could do it a lot more in depth. Things that I'm allowed to say. Economics for 30 minutes. Could talk about music, Pokemon,
Oh, you're getting more than five.
He just slid Pokemon in there.
Yeah, yeah.
I hope you
music
didn't hear
and Pokemon
it.
In yeah. one speech.
Pokemon. Oh, I meant Pokemon music.
Yes. Yeah. Totally fair. I get it.
A
I
whole
get
30
it.
Minutes.
The Celadon City
Pokemon
jingle.
Is yeah. pretty good music.
Yeah. No,
good.
It does. No, route. Route.
What?
Wait, which route was
it? Oh, can you really talk about it for 30 minutes?
I actually could. I actually could. Viridian Forest? That's a jammer. Mm. There's a lot. I mean, there's a lot.
Fair enough. Those so, are pretty. Well, those pretty. Your, you went through them so fast. What were you going
to
say, Scott?
I have to explain.
I was going to ask him what his favorite Pokemon is.
Oh.
Listen, I'm going to sound like a normie. It's Charizard.
I was just going to. Say.
But well, at least he didn't say Pikachu.
I grew up on Gen 1. No, Pikachu is for women. I grew up on Gen 1. No. Charizard's got to be your favorite. Charizard.
Red or blue version?
Red.
Yeah, red, blue, yellow was the only ones I ever played.
I played up until Gen 4. Yeah, if you guys have under is. Any you watchers, you might know. But I played
the craziest I get is like Mewtwo. Yeah, on that it's
we did that quiz. Remember?
Yeah,
we naming
did.
All
did
100.
Great.
Yeah, I can name all 151 Pokemon. The first Pokemon from basically memory. In
Holy
order in memory.
Nuts! That's a lot.
Yeah,
that's a lot.
Yeah, I know them all.
Good job.
I mean, I could actually talk.
Did you catch?
You
got
to catch them all though.
That's oh, I
real.
Caught them all. Trust
you
me.
Got them all.
Hey, for your debates with people, you could put your hat backwards.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Okay, guys, we're moving on here from the five topics
vaccine
that we
discussed. Wild Fauci appeared.
I choose you. You can't enter this battle without a vax pass.
No.
It's hilarious.
Yeah.
Okay.
My Gyarados isn't vaccinated.
Are we going to play a word game next, or are we playing Most Likely to? You guys are
let's do the word, what is it called? Wordle?
Wordle.
Wordle. So this was also trending on
Squirtle?
Twitter today. Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
Wordle. We can do both. We'll do a few rounds of Wordle. And then we'll play Most Likely 2 if we have time. This is a game called Wordle. I've got the rules of the game set here for you guys. There is a 6-letter word that we're going to try to guess without any hints whatsoever as to what the word is. We'll guess the word in the first round and enter that word. Now, if the letters in the word that you've guessed turn green, that means you've got the right letter and you've got it in the right position in the word.
Right.
If they turn yellow, it means you have a letter that appears in the word, but you have it in the wrong place. And if it turns gray, that means it's the wrong letter. It's not present in the word. Understood, William.
So this has been trending, just for context, this was like trending number 5 on Twitter today.
Yes.
And like everyone from, like, I don't know.
Apparently obsessed with this game.
Right. Oh, and by the way, this is a B version of the game because me and Amala already wasted the real game. It's only one a day, and that's the maddening thing. You can only play it once. You have to wait a whole other day for the real one. So we found a knockoff version, but it's still the same thing.
Okay, so here we go, guys. You got to think of a 5-letter word. It can be any word. 5 letters.
Does it have to be a word, or can
it,
you just?
It has to be a word. It has to be a word, a 5-letter word.
Ratata.
Okay, come on, guys. There's easy to come up with a 5-letter word.
Rock.
Ramen.
Ramen. Okay,
ramen's
that's
good.
Will's first guess. We're gonna put in ramen. R A M E N, and we're gonna enter it. Will, all of your letters were wrong.
Oh, my God, you suck.
Good job.
Now you have 5 more guesses to continue this and get
all
it right.
My
don't.
Turn?
Don't,
no, we
no,
can
we're
do
all
it.
Can do it. But don't reuse any of those letters because we only have 5 more guesses.
Wait.
We know that ramen is wrong. And
wait,
we know,
so all of the
zero,
letters are wrong?
All of the letters are also
in the
wrong.
In spaces?
Yeah.
Or just in the entire word?
Just in the entire word.
In the entire
If any of those
word.
Letters appeared in the word,
you're
it'd be yellow.
You're telling me there's no A?
There's no A.
And, so
E?
We should think of a word with like an I and a U and an O.
Sight. S-I-G-H-T.
Okay.
Sight. I was going to say ticks.
I was going to say Sioux, like Sioux Indians.
S-I-G-H-T. Enter. Okay, there's an S and a T in the word, but they're in the wrong spot.
Okay, so we know it's an O and a U. So, sought? No.
No, it doesn't start with
there's
an
no
S.
G-H,
probably so. Starts with a T.
Slute?
It doesn't start with an S because the S is yellow. It means the S needs to move.
There's an S in the word.
Guys, think of a word that has an
Help
S and a
out.
T in it.
Someone
truck?
Said stick.
5 letters.
Truck?
That, no,
that
there's
doesn't
no
have
R.
An
there's
S.
no R.
An S. There's no S.
No, there's an S. It's just not at the beginning.
Yeah.
So it could start with a T.
Somebody said trees.
Think.
Let's try it.
No, there's no E.
Oh, there's no E.
There's no E.
There's no E, guys.
How about...
What about trust?
Trust.
No,
there's no R.
There's no R. How about T-H? T-H... T-H-U...
Locks.
Locks?
What?
Yeah.
Curveball.
L-O-C-K.
Wait, no, but you have to have an S.
It has to have a T.
There's an S and a T.
Is an S and a T.
I cannot see the letters on
this
screen.
There's an S and a T.
Switch to view 4 every once in a while so people can see it.
There's an S and a T in this. Shout?
No, because no, it doesn't start
with
right
an S. Oh, it doesn't start with an S.
Dang it. This is hard doing live, too, because you're like feeling insecure about how bad our guesses are. It's like, dang it. No, how about
Thins?
Thins?
Yeah, there's no I in it, though. Oh, this is really difficult.
Thugs. Thuds.
Thuds? Well, let's try it.
Yeah,
let's
that's, a good
try
one. That's a good one.
But there's no U, but we'll try it.
How do you know this?
Oh, wait,
you?
No, no, no. Yeah, never mind. You're right, you're right, you're right.
It's thuds.
H, U, D, S, and submit it. Oh, you have the S in the right spot, but
there's
no correct letters.
So it's an O. It's got to be an O. And there's no H.
And the T is in the wrong spot, so we have to move the T as well.
That's what other letters?
Can there be multiple of the letters?
Yeah, there can be. What about stats?
What about autos?
No, there's no A. There's no A. We already know. It's an O.
O-T-T-O-S.
What about... Oh, gosh.
This is really difficult.
There's no D?
It doesn't start with a T. It ends with an S.
Stock? No, that can't be right. It ends in S, guys.
Boots?
Boots? Yeah, we can try boots.
Boots. Good one.
Let's try boots. B.
Come on, baby.
Oh. Wait, where's the... T S enter.
Oh, is that the word?
Oh, let's go.
Easy.
Let's go. Okay, I gotta give credit. That was Momo Zima G.
You didn't even think of it yourself.
No, it was Hopkins Mountain Horses.
Okay, well, there's a few people who said boots.
Oh, and also Mama Sima G. Yeah, okay.
Wow, you guys are smart.
Well, you guys are really good at this game.
Wait, can we do another one?
We'll do one more. Well, they're playing Wordle
That's
every
fun,
day
right?
here.
That game is awesome.
Five-letter word.
Stink.
Okay.
Stank.
S-T-I-N-K.
You should probably pick a word with a bunch of vowels.
There's an S in it, but it's not in the right spot.
All right.
What was the word, stink or stank?
Stink.
So there could be an A. All right, try stank.
No, because he's left.
All right.
There's no K, there's no N, there's no I, there's no T.
Shade.
Shade?
Shade?
No, because
the S is in
the
wrong
spot.
Hades.
Yeah, I was just about to say that. I was like, Hades.
I can put that in.
No, we should get some extra vowels out of the way. How about...
About hoots or what's a U O?
You don't want to do a double letter in any of them.
I know. Is there a U O?
We don't know. Word? No, a
U O
word.
Like a U O word.
House.
You could do boats.
Yeah.
Do house. H O U S E because that's three vowels. That'll tell us.
H O U S E. Enter.
What?
You got a U and an S, but they're in the wrong spot.
No O, no E, and no I. So we need an A.
Or there's an O.
There's a U and an S in this word. And
Clay, you were spamming.
Sucks.
Who was spamming? Clay was spamming. Sorry, Clay.
Sucks. You can't
spam the chat.
I think we should eliminate another vowel.
Wait, sucks. Wait, no, because it doesn't start with an S.
No, it doesn't start with an S.
But, yeah.
This is really difficult. This is really difficult. Somebody said rusty.
What about... usurp.
That's two U's. We want to like use an A. We got to use an A to see if it's in there.
What about rusty? That uses a Y. That's
rusty?
Technically.
You can try it. Yeah. Did we already use an R?
Somebody said rusty in the chat.
Okay, let's try rusty.
Usurp.
We could use usurp as well. Enter. Oh, we got the U in the
second
right spot.
Second letter is a U.
The second letter is a U.
Well, then I was wrong.
There's no R. There's no T. There's no Y. Jeez.
Somebody said lumps. Or ducks.
You can try lumps.
Wait, I want to do it without the chat.
No, the chat is, this is interactive. Well,
okay.
I don't. I want to get it.
Lumps,
I want to get it.
Lumps or ducks?
Ducks.
No.
You vote
we already
lumps?
Did a K. We already did a K.
Okay, so lumps.
Yeah,
lumps. Right, lumps.
L. Where's the...
My lovely lady. Lumps.
Chumps.
Lurps.
Oh,
dude.
Wait, what's
who
the
said
first?
Lumps? You get some credit.
So it's humps? Is it humps?
Bumps.
Or bumps?
And then we did a B yet? Yeah, we can try bumps.
Bumps.
Now we're just down to one letter. Can we get it in two guesses?
Can we get it in two guesses?
Make sure we didn't guess a B.
Oh
no.
One more guess. There's lumps, there's bumps, there's humps, there's rumps.
We already did R.
There's dumps.
Did we do D? Oof.
We already did R?
Yeah, we did R in
okay, so it's not rumps. We haven't done...
We don't have
humps. We've done H.
Oh,
so it's not
humps. So it's dumps.
Dumps?
Dumps.
Mumps?
Mumps.
It's got to be dumps.
Okay, we're putting it in.
Pumps?
Oh, it could be pumps.
That's a tough one. It could be M or a P.
All right, chat.
All right, chat.
Chat,
let's see what dumps.
Should I do a poll real quick?
Dump or pump?
Dump or pump.
It's a pump and dump, guys. It's literally a pump and dump.
What if it's mumps?
Man.
All right, here, I'm putting it in right now.
He's putting it in a poll for you guys.
Vote now on YouTube in the chat.
Vote down below in the chat, guys.
Dump
is it
or
a pump and dump? Is it a pump or dump?
This is the dumpest thing I've ever done.
Guys, place your votes. This is really important. You have 1 minute.
YouTube chat,
these are
get
the
on
two
it.
Worst 57% words that could have
pump
been put together.
It looks like pump is winning. Do we go with the immediate?
No. Let's wait. Let's give it a minute.
Someone said jumps. Did we get a J?
Oh, we didn't do a J either.
Oh, no.
Oh,
this game is hard.
All right.
Somebody said, everybody's saying neither. It's jumps.
Jumps. All right. Should
okay,
we go jumps?
We
no.
Do it.
Stick with our gut. Dumps.
Dumps. Dumps seems a little like lowbrow. They wouldn't.
Dumps
they
is
wouldn't
losing. Dumps is losing.
I don't think it's. I think it's jumps or pumps.
Everybody's saying jumps in the chat.
All right, if it's dumps,
we're
right,
going
if it's
jumps.
Dumps, I get dinner.
Okay. We're going jumps.
Drinks
okay.
on
Enter.
Will.
Oh,
no.
I can't believe it.
This is why I said, don't listen to chat. I'm going to do it myself.
Oh, my God.
And then it's dumped.
I can't believe it was dumped.
No.
Y'all were wrong.
Yeah, I can't believe this. This is the worst day of my life.
I can't believe you guys. I could talk for 30 minutes about how dumb you two are.
You guys just got like a little look into what we're like when we do game nights.
Yeah, Will takes it way too seriously, but it's fine. That was crazy.
That was crazy.
I can't believe
that was quite crazy.
That was quite insane.
Listen, when in doubt, dumps.
Dump it out.
When in doubt, dump it out.
That's what I always say.
It's the golden rule.
Oh my God. That was so fun.
That was very fun, guys. Did you guys have fun? Let us know in the comments down below that you also had fun. If you didn't, don't tell us.
Yeah, please.
If you didn't have fun, just leave us alone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, guys, that's Fun Friday.
We should do this every week.
We should do this.
Because it's once a day thing, but we should do it once a week.
Yeah.
At least.
So this is us playing Wordle, or at least a different version of Wordle that you guys can access
Squirtle.
By going to the URL there. Yeah,
or
check
Twirtle.
Out the game. We tried our best. We had a good streak, and then we ruined it.
Good job,
immediately.
Guys.
We should have just listened to William. This is really sad. Anyways, guys.
Not the first time.
Thank you so much for watching. Comment down below after the stream is over. What are 5 topics that you could talk about for 30 minutes without any preparation whatsoever? And we'll take a look at those comments and see what you guys are experts in. Thank you so much for watching. Please like, subscribe, click the notification bell to be notified every single day when we go live. That is 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. And if you'd like to listen to us, maybe on your work break or over the weekend, you can go to Google Play, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts. Follow us there. Leave us a 5-star review to let everybody and their mother know that you love our show, so that we can get more viewers and continue to do this show for you. Plus, PragerU is hiring. So if you maybe want to work on Will and Amla Live or work in some other department at PragerU, go to PragerU.com/jobs. We won't force you to get vaccinated. That is the best reward you get there out of all the different rewards you get out of working for PragerU. Thank you guys so much for watching, and we will see you on Monday at 2:30 Pacific. Plus, we have a big name, a big fish, who's going to be featured on Will and Amla Live next week. And he says something like this, better than I deserve. Do you guys recognize that phrase? Because it's Dave Ramsey's catchphrase. And
well,
Dave Ramsey.
Forrest Gump.
You thought it was Forrest Gump. Dave Ramsey, the big tuna himself, is going to be on Will and Amla Live, giving you guys hopefully relationship and financial advice next week.
So pay off your debts before next week.
Yeah.
Otherwise he's going to criticize you.
Don't go spending in Congress like you're in Congress over the weekend.
I got to go cut all my credit cards real quick.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, it's going to be great. That's so exciting.
He's very, very exciting.
Yeah.
Yes.
Kind of nervous.
So
thank you guys so much for watching.
Thank
we really
you.
Appreciate it. God bless you. You guys are the best. Thanks
really
for standing
are.
Up for freedom, everything you do. And we really appreciate you guys tuning in every single day. Thank you.
We'll see you Monday. Bye.